Hey, lovers, don't miss Ménage à Trois Radio live at the UCB Theater Chelsea right here in New York City. That's Friday, February 27th at midnight. Get tickets now at ucbtheater.com. It's going to be a wild one. Now sit back, relax, and unzip for a raucous new episode.
Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, baby, yes we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hi, darling.
Hi, lover.
How are you?
Good, how are you? 1 year and 1 day we've been married.
Yes, this is our 1 year, 1 day anniversary. It's a coveted anniversary in Eastern cultures.
It is the anniversary of the silk. It's a silk.
It's a silk anniversary.
Yes.
Which is why you got me those panties.
Mm-hmm.
But then you ate them. You know who else wears panties? You know this downtown party minx. She's an NYC-based event planner extraordinaire.
Oh, yes. And she's also a connoisseur and a patron of the arts.
She's a principal at Fremont Blue Events.
And she's Andy Warhol's goddaughter. Who do we have here?
Miss Austin Fremont.
Woo,
Austin.
I also wear panties.
Hello.
And she also wears panties.
Sorry.
Edible or silk?
I should have put that.
They're probably both.
I know. I just wanted to clear that up. I want people to know who they're talking to.
Someone.
Panty wearer.
Someone who wears panties.
Cool. Wait, what's your favorite kind of panties?
I love a thong.
Yeah, good thong.
Yeah. Well, because I'm always in leggings.
Right.
And so if you have spandex, you always have the panty lines. And yep. I already have a big enough ass. I don't need like two big asses.
Right.
With like the cut.
And there's something, yeah, always unattractive about clothes cutting into your body.
Yeah.
You're like, thanks.
Yeah. It's way better when they go up your ass.
Do you just get
Well, I don't wear tight
yeah,
thongs,
exactly.
though. My mom's always like, I don't want something up my ass. And I'm
Same.
Like, it doesn't go up my ass. It just sits on top of my butthole.
See, my...
You know what I mean, though?
Hovers it's around
not,
the butthole.
But it's not like it's like ripped up your butt.
Yeah, it's not like a wedgie. And I find that even full butt... underwear always ends up there anyway. You just don't have to like constantly pick it out,
yeah.
right? So you're actually being more, you know, as an event planner, I'm constantly thinking about time management.
Yes.
And,
of course, yeah. of course. Spatial relations.
You're like, I crunched the numbers. I was spending 12 minutes a day picking underpants out of my butt crack.
Then Nailed I found it. Thongs. Yeah, I've messed around with a thong or two, just putting it on, and I feel like it's not comfortable. I don't know. I mean, I'm with Corbett on this one, Diana. I'm with your mother.
Well, I'm just saying a good thong you don't feel.
Yeah.
It's not like you feel something like ripping through your buttocks.
I've worn nothing but bad thongs, I suppose.
Yeah, you had that gold one floating around for a while.
Bought that in the West Village, just off the street.
As
Wasn't
you do.
The best made thong.
Oh, Jesus.
My. Well, I'll tell you what. We love to wine and dine. We're excited to have Austin here in the studio
with us. We never
dine. We never dine, but we do wine.
And that's my favorite.
Oh, yes.
Austin was pretty open when we asked what her favorite beverage was.
She said red wine or whiskey, and you give us any option. I don't think we'd pick anything except whiskey, so...
We love whiskey.
We do. Diana picked up this the Stillhouse bourbon.
Wanted to try something new.
Yeah, this is a Brooklyn whiskey.
What do you guys think of this?
I like it.
I love it. We agreed on it right when we saw the label.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Judging labeling. By the cover.
You gotta.
Is this hand lettering? I believe it is.
Ooh.
Points for design.
So. Madam Design says it's hand lettering.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. Do you drink whiskey in the bedroom?
Before the bedroom, for sure. I mean,
right.
I mean, I don't have like a flask next to my bed. But, however, I do use all my, you know, I always drink Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the bottles are so beautiful.
They are.
So I actually keep water in the whiskey bottle. So there actually is a whiskey bottle next to my bed.
And it looks like you're just.
Well, I just happen to drink water faster if it's coming out of a whiskey bottle. I have trouble, you know,
That's
drinking
amazing.
Non-alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
So
fool yourself into thinking you're drinking some booze.
I'm like, gosh, that goes down so smooth.
That's like when I wrap some edible panties around some lettuce and feed it to Murph.
That's exactly right. I just like a little rabbit. I put my nose up to the edge of the cage and just...
And sometimes I let him out. We love all whiskey requests, as one would love all their children equally.
Yes, it's true.
I have that on my note card.
That was a good note. That was a good note, dear.
Wait, Austin, are you currently single?
Yeah.
Looking
Not
to mingle?
By choice. Yeah, totally looking to mingle. Mm-hmm.
Mm,
great.
Nice.
Well, guys, we have some contact info at the end of this podcast.
We sure do.
Touch.
The one thing you need to know, underwear wearer.
She's a wild gal.
Well, I'll tell you something. We got to
party
observe.
Girl.
We got to observe. We got to talk a little bit about something very important to me. Sexy science. What do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines.
We combine our loves of sex and science. And this one comes to us from Science of Us, which is in New York Magazine. Compatibility in relationships is overrated.
We're not so different, you and I.
You're an amazing creature, Spider-Man. You and I are not so different.
Oh, come now, my cantankerous friend. We're not so different, you and me.
We're not so different after all.
We're the same, you and me. We're the same, don't you see?
We are not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole.
Falling down towards the end of that montage.
Montage was about how people are the same. Super relevant here. Basically, the idea of this article is that people have long thought having things in common was a cornerstone to a healthy relationship, but that's not so.
No, and in fact, there's no data to suggest that the common interests and compatibility are important. The key lies in communication, no matter what the compatibility is.
Right. So that's really interesting looking at. Have you done any online dating?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And their whole thing is like, oh, if we all check the same box, and they're saying that that's actually not, it doesn't matter if you're like a dog person for the long haul.
Right.
No, sure pretty much everyone's a weirdo. Yeah. I have a lot in common with, I guess.
So, have you met weirdos on
Oh, dating? Total weirdos. Like one guy who is like parking his car for like an hour. Like, we're in the city. Why are you driving? And all I hear, because I love all those murder shows, like, you know, Wives with Knives and Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Oh, yes.
Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Well, it's Who the Bleep Did I Marry? But we all know what bleep means.
Yeah.
And I can't. I feel lame when I like omit curse
Say
words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all I heard was like duct tape.
Yeah.
Shovel.
Yeah.
And
things
then like he was
around.
Weird. And then at the end, and like had multiple personalities. And then at the end, he was like, "So I'm going to give you a ride home." And I was like, "That's okay, sweetie. Thanks. Drink tonight."
No thanks.
Go.
Oh. Bye. Did you? Was there
That's
compatibility
creepy.
With any of the personalities of the several personalities that you saw?
Yes, one person I was, I felt a deeper connection with, but it wasn't there sexually.
Right. Oh, which is hard.
That's
hard. A deal breaker.
One for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I feel like.
It was like, he was like, it's just weird. It's not working. And I was like, he's like, it's not you. I was like, oh. I know it's not me. I'm really good at doing sex. Like, I can't believe you're like
what
even
that
suggesting.
Sign say? Good yeah. at sex.
I would never even entertain the possibility that it was me.
Well, yeah, because I agree that maybe like compatibility and like a veneer way of like who you are doesn't matter. But I think there are deal breakers and like
physically, yeah,
definitely. And also like if someone's a Nazi or like I mean I'm throwing out extremes.
We're thinking of falling down when Michael Douglas was trying to make a new friend, but he was a goddamn Nazi.
Yeah, that clip really said it all.
Yeah, I think there's probably a few deal breakers.
Yeah.
Nazis on the board.
What are some other deal breakers? Dating.
I was gonna say no genitals.
I was gonna say tiny genitals.
See, tiny.
That makes me sound shallow, but I'm saying like an extreme.
Like micro penis.
Micros.
Yes.
Like, oh gosh, have we just alienated my husband? He'll listen.
Yeah,
he'll
you listen. Have a gorgeous man out there waiting to sweep you off your feet, but he's got a micro.
He's got everything.
But he's got
a penis.
But a
chode.
Penis.
He's
got
like,
a chode.
He's got half a penis.
Yeah, so but that's a physical thing. So let's say personality deal breakers. Because physical thing, we start getting into like, yeah, if they didn't have half of a body. If they were just a head and one arm, one leg.
Come on.
I mean.
We love the disabled.
We love them. But will we marry them?
One for me is like a terrible laugh.
Yeah.
I have like quite a cackle though, so I feel like I can't.
No, but that's like infectious.
It's warm.
I'm
it's
talking
a warm
about
cackle.
Like. Or something like
it's
that.
Like a, it's like a
baby.
Crib baby.
You guys, a baby is a deal breaker for me. That's what I'm trying to say.
It just won't marry or fuck a baby. I'm sorry.
I'm old fashioned.
Yeah, I think, I guess, I don't know, a real jerk? Someone's a real jerk, that's a turn off.
Yeah, you know what?
You just
but I actually
apparent.
Will probably, like, date them. Like,
yeah.
I love an asshole.
Well, you've dated jerks.
Oh, tons.
I
it's
dated
like
a couple
my
by
MO.
Accident. Fuckers.
Well, I just think they're confident at first.
Turn, yeah.
Turns they out they're total dicks.
Yep.
And they have dicks.
Which is where it gets in.
That's where
I get in trouble.
That's the They're not packing a chode. They're packing a real dick. It's going to be a problem to walk away.
You can't be a D without a D, you know?
It's true.
Can't be a D without a D.
That's very true. That gets a bell. I liked that. What else? Do we have anything else about the sexy science? It's just basically like a new idea that our old ideas are wrong.
Yeah, and we're pretty compatible, I would say. So compatible, in fact, that we both did not ditch our OKCupid accounts at first when we got together, and OKCupid suggested to
me. But they suggested before we were together, I think.
Yeah, it was in the courting
period.
Don't
rewrite history.
Look, I've got my own book going over
here. I wonder what that was, though, because our profiles had nothing in common.
No. Well, because we were both fucking ridiculous assholes. We just put weird shit in there. And then they were like, hey,
these two weirdos deserve each other.
Exactly. Yeah, what's the dating site that says compatibility issues that are... They give you like a fucking, like the CIA test.
eHarmony.
eHarmony is bit.
Jinx.
Jinx. E-Harmony.
You owe me a husband.
You owe me one chode.
Yeah.
Yeah, eHarmony is ridiculous. I actually did, I had heard early on that it was actually hard to get accepted by them.
Yeah.
So I tried and I answered all the questions as honestly as I could. And they said, I'm sorry, you can't join eHarmony. We're not confident that we can match you. And it's because I had said like I am godless and things like that.
Yeah.
Where they didn't feel
100%
comfortable that I was someone who was looking for a certain partner to start a certain kind of life with.
That's happened to like a number of my friends.
Yeah.
So what does that say about you?
No idea. And most of them are in happy, loving relationships, long-term relationships now, but they were rejected. And it was just like another person to reject me. I haven't fucked with eHarmony at all because I am frightened. I don't need rejection in another form.
Right. No. A virtual form.
I've
especially.
Heard though that they've become more accepting. Like it kind of started as like a creepy Christian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever.
Pro-life site.
Oh yeah.
Too. Pro-life.
I don't know. That's just from my mother, but she like.
Gross.
You know, she's.
I believe her.
She's a woman in the village, old lady in a village walking around.
Old lady in the village. We'll just be talking about those later.
Yeah. They. Yeah. So I don't know. Opposites attract. Paula Abdul. We're not opposites. We're very similar in so many ways, but.
Well, this article actually. Mentioned opposites attract because that's what people love to say when the compatibility thing doesn't shake out. But you're like, that's just a weird loophole.
Yeah.
It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, kind of.
Tough. Love is tough.
Sure as shit is.
I'm trying to think, though, we're compatible in like ways that I don't think could be quantified by a dating site.
Yeah. What would be your smell?
Like,
how do you smell? Do these dating sites ask you how you smell?
Yeah, your pheromones.
Pheromones are nature's eHarmony.
That'll be like the next level of dating sites.
It
like,
will.
Deposit a scent.
Sniff
scratch.
This.
You click
spit?
And sniff.
Sniff this.
Sniffthis.com. That's something we need to get going.
That's definitely, that would like jump off. That'd be like the scruff.
Pheromone like recognition software.
Oh. And also there's just people, I mean, I even took it a step further and went with people that just like, you know, things that stink or smell. I mean, that's like a whole.
That's a whole site.
A genre.
Dating is one part of what we do here at sniffshit.com. Yeah, that's some Black Mirror stuff right there.
It is indeed. Jesus Christ.
Sniff it, sniff it, sniff it.
Sniff it, sniff it.
Yo, we want to sniff some people because they want to sniff us.
Yes, they do.
Listener love.
Listener mailbag.
What do we have this week, Oz?
All right. Our first question comes to us from Dot in Portland, Maine, via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Dot asks, I just found out the guy I'm dating is a hardcore Christian. I want to be open-minded, but this may be a deal breaker. Any advice?
We just talked about this.
And I actually have firsthand experience. An ex-boyfriend left me for Jesus.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And
I said, I think so. But also, like, it all started.
Did you write this question to us?
Swear to God, I'm not. I'm like, funny you should ask.
Wait, tell us everything right now.
Okay. So, literally, long story short, he wrote me a letter saying that I was dirty and that everything we were doing was dirty. And then another conversation, he was like, blah, 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 I'm speaking in tongues. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, so am I. Blah, blah.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about? And yeah. I just thought he was stoned and I wrote it off. You know, this is really a young relation.
Sure, you're high. You're like, yeah, all right, speak in tongues.
Like, I'm open-minded.
All right, I speak it. Look at me. Yeah. We're totally, we have so much in common.
Now crush
so
those Fritos on my pasta.
Yeah, exactly. And then he, it turned out he had been like cheating on me. Mm. And so he felt guilty. Because he was dirty and he said he left me for Jesus. He said, in my loneliness and solitude, this is an actual quote because I'll never forget it. Oh, in my loneliness and solitude, I will crumble and find Christ.
No, that is so typical to use religion as like an excuse for fuck ups.
For philandering. Yeah.
It's like just be a good person.
Yeah.
And then he wrote me a letter that Jesus told him to write me.
No.
Yeah, he said Jesus wanted me wanted me to confess that I've slept with six other people during, you know, our 3-year relationship, and I hope, you know, I pray. And then it was like, P.S. Dear Jesus, please find Austin a nice Christian man.
Oh my.
What?
And I was like, I still have that letter somewhere. It's really, I used to have it at Villanova. The printouts of our conversations, where he was like, I was like, fuck off, you're psycho. And he was like, don't cuss at me. I don't talk to people with dirty mouths. And I was like, my mouth's not as dirty as your dick.
Yeah.
And
I'm swearing, but I'm like a good person.
Yeah.
Cheat.
Like, I didn't do that shit.
Right.
So, yeah, no. So, religion, what was the question?
I think the question is answered. Stay away from a Christian gentleman.
Well,
no,
I don't.
Fanatics.
Yes. I think it's like, is it a deal breaker if there's like some sort of like.
No.
Religion involved.
For me, yes, but.
Well, for me, no.
I like
but
how you tried to be like magnanimous there, but we all know it's a no. And
well,
a yes.
Just anyone that's like extreme and crazy and is going to judge like what I consider normal behavior,
well,
which
I've
is probably unchristlike.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Christ is like an old hippie, I feel, in a lot of ways.
Hated money. And now look at all these
But he didn't
fucks.
Fuck. He didn't do drugs. Yeah, we're on
okay, but he lived with a prostitute?
True.
And he turned water to wine, which is a drug in my book.
That is a drug.
What I think is funny about Austin's story is that we've all heard about people like kind of dating people who happen to be like maybe a little more religious in there, but speaking in tongues is like straight up insane to me.
That's insane.
He also said, like, I went to his church one time with him that he wasn't involved with when I like really when I went, but it was his mother, so it was like anyway.
He's probably fucking someone there.
And he definitely.
I hate this guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's the worst. And then his mother said, like, I was like going somewhere and they started talking about flying, and they were like, God intended people to fly would have given us wings. I was like, so no airplanes, guys?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Slow your roll.
We got to have airplanes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. As Dolly Parton would say, if God didn't want me to get breast implants, then why'd he let us invent them? Which I think is
Dolly.
The best way to look
it's
at everything.
The yes. best thing ever.
I think the moral of the story is don't be a creep, and Dolly Parton is the best.
Okay, our second question comes to us from Jared in Chicago via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. Jared asks, I saw 50 Shades of Grey with my girlfriend. Oh. Afterwards, we went home and I spanked her. She got pissed. Was it too hard?
How do we know?
How hard is too hard when you're spanking the bottom? I will also say, though, just really quickly, that we got high on Valentine's Day. And
this is what we did, dinner and a movie on Valentine's.
Right, but not planned. We just kind of sat around, had no plans, and then we're sitting in front of the TV, and then it's like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe let's go out. We're hungry. Let's go out and eat. I'm like, well, it is fucking Valentine's Day.
So we called everywhere, and we couldn't get anywhere till 9.
Yeah, so it just so happens we live very close to a movie theater, and
it's
50
true.
Shades of Grey came out on Valentine's Day. So we decided to smoke some weed, and then we filled a flask
up.
We
got stoned, and then we got drunk at the theater.
Yeah, filled up Cherry Coke like we were teenagers, smuggled it into the theater.
Classic.
And watched 50 Shades of Grey. Horrendous.
No, I've only done dramatic readings of it. because...
Only?
I just...
Which was probably infinitely more entertaining than this movie was.
I mean, I haven't seen the movie yet. I did try to go with one of my girlfriends this weekend. And if I were a dude, I would have just stood outside of the movie theater and picked up chicks like all day.
You just blindfold a woman coming out?
Yeah, just
out.
Be like, hey, you're really pretty. Do you want to go grab a drink because, like, I'm sure everyone was feeling super adventurous.
Oh, yeah.
But my problem with, like, the book, which is...
Did you read the book?
Well, only dramatically.
Only a staged reading of the book.
My bad.
And I'm not saying that because I wouldn't be embarrassed to have read it, but I was like, oh, sure, I'd like to get into this. And then when I was reading it, I was like, really, this is what... people are reacting to, like, she's like, and then he tied me up. I was wondering where he got that iPod from. You're tied up, bitch, and you're wondering where the Apple store, like, did he get it, like, at the Sky Mall?
Yeah. It felt
is
like,
this really what's going through your head? Like, are you that, like, naive and fucked up?
Well, the writing's terrible.
Terrible. Like, and the horrible. Movie's similar in the same way. So I guess it was
within
stayed true to the
book. Within the first five lines, spoiler alert, he goes, some people say I don't have a heart. And I was cackling at the
I did hear that
theater.
Everyone was like laughing out loud and that like, I mean, and I think it's all actually a reflection of society and like how naive and still like closeted we are when it comes to sex and talking about sex.
There's
and being,
botanical.
Yeah.
There's another point where I will spoil this because I don't care if you want to see this movie.
Spoiler, turn it off right now and turn it back on in 10 seconds.
And 10, go. Well, there's a point towards the end of the movie where she says, give me your worst. She just wants to, like, she's fed up with it all. And she says, just give me your worst. And he just spanks her like 6 or 7 times. Nothing.
Also, another spoiler.
Turn it back off. Go take a shower.
I don't make love.
I fuck.
And the whole theater erupted, and you're like, have you ever heard rap? Like, this is like garbage. It was like just crap.
Hey, guys, you ever listen to rap music? Like, turn this movie off and let's go listen to some rap.
My point is, though,
it
was like G-rated BDSM, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it was like, he had a whole room of beautiful leather whips, but we didn't use them, and then we talked in the breakfast nook. You know, like, you're just like, what the fuck?
I want to invite some great...
I was like, when are they going to fuck? How many times did I say that?
Nonstop. You started shouting it towards the end of the movie.
When
are they going to fuck?
Well, it's like not till the third act that anything happens, which was absolutely brutal. Because I'm like, we got stoned. We poured whiskey in a flask. It's hard to get it in the flask, too. You have to use, like, a funnel.
Yes.
Like,
it wasn't easy
sex?
To put the whiskey in the flask, and
where's
it's $14 a ticket, and we're not even... I want to invite some of the best film critics in New York City to a screening of 50 Shades of Grey side by side with a Shannon Tweed, like Scorned or one of those Night Heat... One of
like
those
like
a made for TV old school Cinemax erotic thrillers, you know, that are like, there's no penetration, it's sensual, it's sexual, but it's
so
R rated.
This was worse than that.
This was worse. Like, I'm not even saying it was not sexy at all because they didn't show much and they didn't push any boundaries. So not only did Tweed push more boundaries, but there were the writing and the acting, I would say, is on par. Like, it was a really...
So you think like any made-for-TV movie would be like more fun to
erotic
watch.
Thriller from the early 90s, I'll put up against 50 Shades of Grey.
Like Skinamax.
Yeah, like a Skinamax movie. Yeah. It felt like that, but without the actual...
I want to watch them all.
If I were 13 watching this, I couldn't jerk off to it. I would be like, this isn't enough.
That's
Let me
a
go
big,
back to Real Sex 10.
A big quantifier.
Yeah.
Can I jerk off to this?
That's how I rate every movie I watch.
What was the question, Ben?
yeah, it's like instead of apples, Murph said like 3 tugs.
Yep. I give it 3 tugs up.
Three and a half tugs. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So the question was basically this guy had spanked his girlfriend. She got pissed because he's thinking it was too hard.
Okay, I think the issue here, kind of break it down, is consent. And what I mean by that is I think if you want to... If you've never done anything like that, I think you need to say, what are your limits or whatever? I don't mean that cheesy way, like a little spanking is not a big deal. But I don't think you should think it's weird if you do something unexpected and someone like reacts to it.
Yeah.
I don't think you should just go see Fifty Shades of Grey
right,
and
that's
then like
consent.
Hit someone and be like, why are you freaking out?
You should have learned from 50 Shades of Grey. Get a contract, sign it, enter into an agreement. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be
spoiler.
Another spoiler. Well, yeah. I mean, ask
Did you
somebody
read the
before
whole
you
book?
Spank
No. I couldn't handle it.
Austin, I will see this movie again, which is actual torture with you, because
My
I think
God.
It'd be so fun.
Okay.
Like, let's just get
but,
drunk
But, like,
and
stoned and
it.
Drunk, because I don't think there's another way.
I'm thinking stoned, drunk, amphetamines.
Okay.
Up and away.
And
then
don't
we watch
forget
Shannon
pasta
Tweed.
Dinner. Perfect. We really nailed
we
that.
We helped the shit out of them.
Last question.
All right. Our third question is from @69WaysToLoveYou via our Twitter @MenageRadio. How many licks does it take, Haas,
Whoa. Question for the producer.
Directed at our producer, the
Haas. Hey, now, how many licks does it take to get to the center of this?
I love how quickly you embrace
the
that.
The wise old owl, Haas. Hmm.
Well, I would say maybe one factor is how much I had to drink. Perhaps, you know, I feel like you
more
last.
Licks.
Agreed.
More. Right, more licks. But also, it's how good are you at licking.
That's very true.
Interesting.
Because I've definitely been with a few people who don't know what they're doing down there.
Mm-hmm. Teeth or what?
Oh, teeth has been in the scenario. Yeah, for sure.
Austin says she's good
at sex. I just take mine
sex.
Out. Yeah.
No. Gum job.
Is that the secret?
The sure, old gummer.
No. Wait, what do you think? What
totally
do you think?
Kidding, guys. I remember I'm single and available.
She's wait. Single. She wears underwear and she has real teeth.
Wait, men and women in this tiny weird room, what do you think makes a good beach? I'm actually interested in this. This is a fun group.
I will say, for the same reason I loved the Pistons of the late 80s, the Bad Boys, effort. Just effort. You hustle, you give effort. Sometimes it might be a little rough around the edges. You know, you catch a Lambeer elbow in the ball bag. yeah, I think effort. I think just go for it. I think it's the half-assed. Yeah.
Or there's technique, though, too. Yes. For sure. Throw a hand in there.
You the like the hand. Yes. See, some people do.
Exactly. Some people, but some people
some
don't.
Some people don't. Ooh.
And you have to bat literally feel away. That out. Yeah. It's like offensive if you throw the hand in there for some.
Yep.
Yes.
And then others, it's like, where is your hand?
I'm the same way with cunnilingus. Sometimes I like a little finger.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you do like a little finger.
All right. But I just mean like the clit and the G.
Get them both.
But you don't always want that.
No. I think the equivalent is finger in the bum. If you're a dude, maybe a finger
no,
in the
I'm
bum.
No, I'm saying the equivalent is
bum.
Hand on the shaft.
Oh, yeah. The ghost hand. The hand is a continuation of the mouth.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Certainly makes things easier.
Yes. I have a small mouth, so I found that it speeds things up. But totally. I definitely don't think it gives, like, technically speaking, the most refined beach. You
give
know
me
what I mean?
Bad boy Pistons blow
well, it's
jobs,
it's a cheat move.
It's a cheat.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool with because I still win.
Yes.
I cheated and I won. I got cum in my mouth. I won.
Yeah. Also, the going on the flip side of this, the terrible, I mean, I feel like there's a few deal breakers, and maybe you two ladies can answer this.
Should I scream teeth again? Or
teeth, yeah. No,
know.
Teeth or what was what you screamed. Give me that or what. What's the or what in that scenario?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so I feel like the grabbing of the head sometimes is like an aggressive, like,
oh,
bullshit.
The dudes
like,
do
I saw
it.
This in porn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. I just mean the other side of being.
Yeah, you don't have to talk
form.
About the other side. Let's all talk about our own side.
Let's stick to our own sides.
I think that's very, like, lovely of you to worry
no,
about.
No, I'm saying
grab
what's
head.
What, yeah.
You've never grabbed my head.
No.
I appreciate that.
I'm just, yeah. And sometimes people do enjoy that. I'm just saying it's a bold move that sometimes gets shot down.
It is bold.
Is all I'm saying.
And if you're talking about dating and maybe someone you don't know as well,
yeah.
It is like you're kind of like in plein air, kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. You also have to read the room. You know, you can't go from a tender moment to a skull fuck in like 3 seconds.
What does the woman
seconds.
On the couch think?
What is she up to? She's been passed out for an hour and a half. Should I grab her hair and thrust?
Read a room.
Read a room.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ on the cross. Well,
that's how we're compatible. We both go, Jesus Christ.
How many licks does it take? Ask Bill Lambeer.
Yeah, wait. Sorry, we can't unding.
No,
loved
can't
the
unding.
Ding, but Haas, can you just throw a number out?
Yeah. Let's go with 29.
29.
Wow. Not yet 30.
Ooh, a quick pop. Wait till you get to 30.
All right, well, we've answered some questions.
I think we did.
We helped people. Awesome. Do you think we
totally,
helped anyone?
Yeah, I mean, don't date a super fanatical Christian.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Ask before you hit.
Yeah.
And 29.
29. All right.
We nailed it.
Now that we've answered some questions, Austin, we have some questions for you.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a little thing we like to call six sections. It's six rapid fire sex questions.
Oh, God.
Answer as quickly as you can.
Oh, God.
Starting now.
Miss Fremont, number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
Austin, what's the sexiest animal?
Bear.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Jimmy Fallon, followed immediately by Luke Wilson.
Number four, what's the best song to have sex to?
I have no idea. Oh, God.
You must
LL
answer.
Cool J. Doing
oh,
it.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed. I'm too big for the other one. God, I've really painted a lovely picture of myself, everyone. Sorry.
Where's underwear? Too big for a hot tub and...
I really was thinking of the back seat.
Yeah.
I swear I could fit in it.
I believe it.
Lastly, Austin, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Funny.
Yeah.
Spin six sections.
They could be
Austin
like dumb as shit, but if they're funny.
Be funny.
Fine.
Let's follow up.
Oh, God.
Luke over Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, he's better looking. I feel like Owen gained some momentum there at one point where he was kind of the, you know, the
Owen's
goofy
more
dog
interesting, but
brother.
You have to be.
Yeah.
When you have a big crooked nose. That's true. No, that's a fact.
That's the best advice I've heard.
Yeah.
I recently saw a photo of myself where I looked exactly like Owen Wilson.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck.
It's true.
I said it to Murph. He
it's
saw
true.
It. Moving on.
I said I'm married to Owen Wilson.
And I
God,
like
that's
it.
That's funny. No, Luke, there was a movie that not many people know about for some reason called Bong Water.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah. Do I know this movie?
It has like amazing people. It's like Jack Black, Andy Dick, Brittany Murphy. I'm forgetting another, you know, some other really big actors.
I just remember
Luke Wilson is the lead.
Tenacious D in the Woods.
Three more hours. Yeah. And he's like a total, you know, he's like ideal. He's a pot dealer.
Yeah. Handsome pot dealer.
Handsome pot dealer.
That's great.
Say no more. And anyway, but that's like, that's the Luke I envision.
Yeah.
Not that I want to date a drug dealer, but I just
chill,
that
fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And hot.
Yeah.
And hot.
Yeah.
Chill,
he's cute,
fun.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think Luke's very handsome. I think that's a great call. I don't think we've had that one before.
No, we never have.
He also has a really strong jaw, which I think is like a cornerstone of handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the jaw of a bear. And speaking of bears.
What kind of bear do you want to fuck, you little perv?
Yeah, really, if you had to have a bear.
No, I have no idea. Well,
don't give me that polar
I'm obviously
shit.
I'm obviously thinking of a brown one.
Yeah.
But
brown bear or black bear?
Brown bear.
Grizzly bear?
I'm from New York City, like the brown ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't differentiate as long as they have brown fur.
The ones that every once in a while show up in Central Park. Kill a couple
after
of kids.
Miraculously.
What?
No, really, I just thought about, this is not like sexy, but I just really thought about like cuddling after. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a nice bear. Well, I didn't actually think of like the sex act. It itself,
because
I don't think I've ever
you'd get ravaged.
Seen a bear penis.
My God, you'd get ravaged.
They come up the tree after you.
Yep,
rip
looking
you
for
to
that
shreds.
Honey. Oh, yeah. And so, Werner Herzog would film the whole
ravaged
thing.
Ravaged is the funniest word. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's like old fashioned word for sex.
It is. So bears.
Wait, but I get what you mean about big
cuddler.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then like,
I don't like skinnies.
No, well,
sorry, Haas. We all have our types.
Yeah.
I don't like little baby men.
No.
Which Haas
is tall.
Not.
He's tall.
No, but, but lanky. And I think a lot of women love that. I just like need a burly beef.
Little burly.
Though one of my favorite lovers was a tall, lanky man.
Mm.
I believe that.
Thick. Thick below. A thick, thick down below. Yeah.
Well,
the skinny,
helps.
Wiry gents.
That helps.
Can pack a punch.
Well, and a dick looks big on a little guy.
Ooh, 29 licks. what?
This is not silence. We all just laughed so hard that we couldn't handle our lives.
Who else? Oh, yeah, doing it. Well, that's a real fucking sensual song.
All of Ella
I think
Cole
that's
J.
just like the 17. I do feel that I'm 17, so
yep.
I also, and that was definitely on a playlist.
Puts you
back
in
the day.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Just like cool water.
Doing it well.
The cologne brings me
right
back.
Licking those lips.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics to that song. Looking at those legs, goddamn. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was way too sensual for that song.
Sorry, everyone.
Yo.
I have no rhythm. No, I'm just trying to recall. There's some sexy lyrics.
Real
up there.
Sexy lyrics, yeah.
We'll play those later.
Yeah.
Looking at those legs, goddamn, they
look
so
soft,
so fine. There, did I redeem myself at all?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then it's like, wait a minute, daddy, let me please you back. Yeah.
She was
how
raised
a big girl
please.
Like a daddy, nice and hot. Don't get
yeah.
it started.
Oh my God.
I'll seduce all of you.
just
tiny room. We'll be LL naked Cool J's by the end of this show.
Mouth. LL Cool J's mouth is like my spirit animal section.
Yeah.
He but, like, definitely keep the hat on. I mean, there's a reason he's always in a hat.
The Kangol?
Any hat, period.
What do you think of the ears tucked in, like, moves at the Grammys? I couldn't understand it. Why the hell did he tuck his ears into the Kangol?
But I do know that he is self-conscious about the top of his head.
Mm.
I mean, when I say I do know, it's that I've read it in...
I diddled the top of his head once, and he was like, Austin, get your
New
hands
York
off
socialite yeah. knows secrets uh-huh. about LL.
No. I wish.
Wait,
God,
you like any man in a hat? There's two things I want to...
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like any man in a hat, but I know that I like a
I
like
thought
a
that
hat.
You just said that.
I don't think I
you.
Did. Okay, but it's good. Possible because stuff comes out of my mouth all the time. I have no idea.
What?
This whole thing, I'm going to be like, I did not say that.
Yeah. Let's play
the rewind the tape.
Yeah.
And then Murph, you just said something amazing. I forgot what it was.
Just LL. In his mouth.
Oh, the ears tucked in at the Grammys. Oh, yeah. You oh, mentioned yeah. that yeah. like 12 times when we were watching.
I know. I couldn't understand if that was just a...
It's a weird move.
That was a move or that's a style now?
Did you see that?
Are the kids doing that now?
I did, but I was so stoned during the Grammys.
Yeah. Well, you have to be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So otherwise, a three-hour telecast is... Or four-hour, however the hell long it was.
I like to get really high and make it a seven-hour telecast.
I like... Let's talk about telecasts. The telecasts in PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know them. Antiquated females you may call Nana or help across the road.
And you know them. Small domesticated felines who may purr or pounce. We're talking old ladies.
And cats.
Just had dinner with them last week.
Did you?
An old lady and her cat.
Did she seem insane?
No, she's like super with it. It's and cool. Actually, it's her. It was her birthday yesterday.
She has one cat.
Yeah, but
well,
it's
that's reasonable.
It's the third. Like it's the, it's Tati the third.
She's Tati. Cloned Tati.
She hasn't cloned, but she just really likes the name, I guess. But this is the best version.
Yeah, this
that's
is the
weird
super
to me.
Tati. Uh-huh. They've weeded out all the genetic malfunctions of previous Tatis.
But it's
they've...
weird if it's not a clone to me to name it the same thing. Do you guys know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like if a kid,
like
dies.
A junior,
like it's different.
If you have a kid and you name a junior.
But that's like
no,
a
but I'm saying,
on the
say
oh,
okay. you have a kid,
oh, same name, yeah.
you name it.
Well, I guess that's
Mitch.
Yeah.
He dies.
Mm-hmm.
You have another kid, you name it Mitch.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a new
yeah.
person.
Right.
Anywho.
Oh, man.
Old ladies and cats, these two cannot get enough of one another.
Yeah. How has this become a cliche? Old women and cats. Too many cats, as I think generally the, you know, the cat lady on The Simpsons is great. But there's so many cats.
But yeah, it's become like a cultural.
Yeah. Well, you
zeitgeist.
Can't deal with humans.
In
right?
the zeitgeist, yeah.
But also, it's not dogs, because dogs...
require are, walking.
Yeah. Dogs require more care. Cats can fend for themselves.
Well, and there's a scientific... Did you guys read that theory about toxoplasmosis?
No, let's
that's
hear
the
this.
Parasite in cats' feces.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That basically, like, pregnant women can't be around cat boxes and stuff. But there's some scientists that say that parasite affects your brain and decision-making, and women who have lived with many cats for a long time... Their judgment is off, and they fantasize that when they die, the cats will eat their brain. I'll send you a link. It's insane.
Let's get that link.
No, but they say
yeah,
there's actually
the cats are
reason.
Shitting all over the place.
So is that why, like, the cliche of, like, the crazy cat lady?
Yeah, I
yeah,
guess that's where
exactly.
it
like, why I shouldn't get a cat
yeah.
as a single
or at least
cat.
Don't well, get 15 cats. Get one cat.
I think a woman with a cat is fine, obviously. But I think that the reason someone might live with, like, 30 cats that obviously
it's because they
being...
have no judgment anymore.
They right. start losing it. They get high on that shit, and then they can't make good
they
decisions.
Huff
they huff
shit.
The shit. Oh.
They have the wherewithal to do that.
Yes.
And then they lose it.
That's all.
And then it.
Then they're insane
then
after huffing
Cheerios
cat shit.
In the bathroom cabinet.
What?
What?
It all comes to Cheerios in the cabinet. What's the cat's, yeah, I mean, what's the accept? I mean, you probably do like two or three, I guess, unless you have food that you have out and they're just feral cats that are just coming around to feast. Then I think you could probably have as many cats as you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
But in the home, I feel like in the home, too many cats gets
Well, it's
tricky.
Like in a New York apartment, they'll find people and they're like, oh, they were dead for 2 weeks and we found like 70 cats.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
I feel like the... Someone in New York City in a small apartment in New York City having a cat with a litter. And there are people I know, so I apologize to them for harshly judging them. But
spoiler. It, oh, that's not that.
Cats are so independent and they can roam and they can hunt and they can do whatever. So to have a shit box like in your small apartment and have this animal that
always smells,
wants to go out and really needs to go out, and you just, it never really goes out, is a strange thing. It's just, it's basically like getting a goldfish and putting it in a bowl, I guess.
But they're smarter. It's weird to me. I had cats growing up, but they always came in and out the window. They did their business in the forest.
Yeah.
We threw some food out. It was like a win-win. I do think the tiny New York apartment with the litter box is awkward.
It is.
You don't have a cat, do you?
No.
I was like, oh God, are we just offending this? No, wouldn't that be great woman? Though
if you were? And I had a sudden, really good rebuttal.
If you were like, I only on. Have
and I like started like
cats.
Sniffing a tiny like can of cat,
cat shit.
Shit
that you take on your own. I just need a quick fix during halfway through the podcast.
There's like holes in the top of the jar.
Oh. Yeah. No, I don't have a cat. It's the only animal that my building allows though, which I think.
So you're thinking about it?
Absolutely not. No, I don't need that. It's like she's got teeth, underwear, a cat. I you know what?
She doesn't fit in its hot tub. Wait, which I meant to say, Austin, you definitely fit.
You definitely fit in a standard sized hot tub.
Yeah.
Not, I know. I really was focusing on the back seat because I've like tried the back seat before,
it's not
and it's just like, well, you're just
everyone.
Like, oh God, I have long legs.
Yep. Yeah,
5'9". It's mm-hmm. I'm not like you know. No.
The emergency brake gets kicked off, and the next thing you know, you're at the bottom of a ravine.
It's just exactly running through my mind. Besides murder, it's accidents.
All these murder shows you're watching.
Yeah. No, I just I don't I feel that. As a single gal in New York City who's mm-hmm. always out and about on the town.
Mm-hmm. You are a lady about town.
Yes. You know, so busy. I don't want any responsibility before I have children. No. And that includes like fish, cats.
Chia pets.
Yeah. Like, I know, I kill every, I mean, my orchid, I got to bring it downstairs to the basement
well,
and let someone else take
tough.
Care of it.
Orchids are tough.
Blooms are pretty.
You should knock on someone's door and just leave the orchid at their
on
doormat.
Fire.
Yeah,
I killed a succulent.
Take care of this. It is now dead. Old women, cats.
Last yeah. question.
Last
who
question.
Who would we rather fuck, an old lady or a cat?
Are we talking big cats? Are we including tigers and lions or
no.
just
or like
house
a domestic?
Cats? An old woman.
Yeah,
unless,
definitely.
I mean, there's feline AIDS floating around, so that's something to consider.
Does that transmit?
That's floating around. That's something to consider. Here's what we want to do. We want to do a little virtual sugar on the heels of feline AIDS. Here's what we do. Speaking of, let me talk over that whole sound cue. Speaking of OkCupid, which we spoke about before, you are familiar with it. So we're going to take you on a virtual date. We know a little bit about you. So we went on OkCupid and we found a profile that would be perfect for you.
Okay. So this dude just... improvise this date with this real person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if it goes well, we'll get in touch with him for you.
Perfect.
That's how we do it.
Murph's going to play the date. His name is Bottle Servicer.
Oh.
And you're going to MoMA for Matisse's The Cutouts exhibit.
At 3 a.m. after like 20 whiskeys like I did last weekend?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
This is that date. Let's replay it.
We were supposed to go and passed out. All right. So the date begins now. I'll play any other characters.
Hey, Austin, hi. Hey, great. This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, look at all this art.
Oh, my God, so much art. I've never seen this much art.
Hey, you guys here for the art? There's a recommended donation to see the art.
Recommended?
Yeah, we recommend a $15 donation is not mandatory.
I recommend you walk away.
Oh, my.
Give her
15.
On. Give her 15 bucks?
Yeah, 30. It's two of us.
Two? But that's recommended.
Cheap ass.
I'm real cheap. I just can't. I mean, I can't understand paying for the. Here you go. Here's.
Sir, this is Chinese money.
Yeah. Well, convert the yen to. Well, is this Japanese or Chinese? I don't know where the.
I'm sorry.
This.
You're right. It's Japanese.
Sorry, he's a world traveler.
I've been awake for 7 days. It's been a long exhibit.
That's a tough job. Well, here, convert it just for me, please. I think this equals 30 USD.
Thank you. Here are your pins.
Can I put this pin on you?
Oh, yeah. A little bit to the left.
There you go.
Just
on your breast?
Yeah, right there.
Over your nipple?
Oh, don't worry. I don't even feel anything anymore.
Goodness gracious. There goes my game plan out the window. Okay.
Hello. I am Roberta. Would you like a tour?
Are you Roberta Matisse?
Oh, yes.
This is the artist.
Did you...
I think this is the artist.
No, sorry. Oh, the artist was my great-grandfather.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never seen this much art. I don't know what to make of it.
Henri Matisse was my great-grandfather, but I could give you a tour if you like.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Austin, you down for a tour?
Yeah, that sounds great. Love to learn more.
It's a recommended donation of $200
Son
a person.
Son of a bitch.
Please don't swear. Henri, my great-grandfather hated swearing.
How much money do you typically spend on dates?
Usually about like $17 to $19, somewhere in that range. $17 to
$18.50. Where would you normally go for $19?
I'll give you a moment to talk about it. Goodbye.
When's the last time you were at White Castle?
2 a.m., 2008.
Oh, my. That's a long time to go without sliders. It's 2015 right now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
I knew I was missing something.
Yo, you think I'm cheap?
Fire alarm.
Is this part of the art? I don't know much about art. Oh, Jesus.
Museum of Modern Art.
Let's get the hell out of MoMA.
I guess you're off the hook donation for that $200.
Well, the $200, but I still paid the $30, and they're kicking us out. Can we get a refund? Hey, guy who hasn't slept.
Please leave, or you'll be on fire.
Oh, fuck it, Austin. I'm really into you. I'm really digging you, even though
hey, man,
this has
you
gone,
got a dollar.
This guy, is it recommended, or are you just bumming for change at this point? What
I'm
do I
just
need?
I'm just hungry, man.
Here, this is 1,000 yen. Trust me. You're going to thank me for this later.
Cool.
See, that was generous. That was me being generous.
Yeah, super sweet. Are we going to go get something to eat now?
Yo, White Castle.
I was thinking PJ Clark's oysters.
Oysters? I mean, the last time I had oysters was in Atlantic City. They were giving them away free at the blackjack table. I didn't shit for a year. Well, all right, let's try it. Let's do it. Second date. PJ Clark's for oysters.
Well, continue first.
It is a
continue. Yeah, because we got like kicked out for fire.
Was that more or less awkward than being told that you need to repent to Jesus for your philandering?
More awkward, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
The money thing.
Cheap sucks. Cheap sucks.
Yeah.
Cheap is the worst. Even
well,
because
I like, you know, I have a really horrible habit of like. Visa's got it.
Yeah.
Deal with it later.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, you only remember the nights you didn't go to bed, you know?
That's right. That's a.
I don't remember any nights.
You've been sniffing cat shit. Lover, we're bad with money, right? We're pretty piss poor with
terrible.
Just being like, let's just
thank God
it.
We're talented or we would be homeless.
That's right.
I have something to say. It reminded me when I was saying that the MoMA was on fire. That I set
when
myself,
I said the moment was on fire.
I set myself on fire last night.
Oh yes, I got received a text that just said I'm on fire, which
and
was,
I saw on your Twitter.
That was an advance. Like,
check
it was
out
like
my
we
Twitter
sexting.
For hot updates on whether or not I'm on fire. Basically, I was cooking like a weird medley of like egg noodles and other shit that I found in the kitchen, and I like smelled something weird, and I looked down and my shirt was on fire. And I tried to beat it out with my fist, and it didn't work, and it kept burning up towards my tatas. And I was like, ah! So I ripped it off over my head, which could have set my hair and face on fire, and threw it on the ground and stomped on it.
So you got super frightening, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it
like,
sounds
like I thought
like
you were, like,
mill.
Kind of joking a little bit more than that.
Well, it looks
just
like
I saw the shirt in the trash today. It was completely
burnt
all the way up the front.
Thank
to a
you.
Crisp.
And no...
No tata damage.
Yeah, because no. I didn't go to work yesterday because I was scared my tits were going to freeze off, let alone
right. Well,
light on fire.
That is the benefit of having small breasts. They do not engulf in flames. No, I think my...
Flame retardant breasts.
No, whereas larger ones are totally like flammable.
Just
yeah, well, I think my teeth would have caught first. All right. I just want to share that story on the air because that's a real moment.
Oh,
it's not sexy.
It was sad to me.
It's true.
It was sad to me when I thought you were going to light up in flames.
Yeah, I feel sad right now. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we have to say goodbye to sweet Austin.
Oh, Miss Austin Fremont.
Guys, Austin's the best. Please check her out. She has a cool company. visit FremontBlueEvents.com.
Yes, and
she throws great parties.
She throws great parties, and they're on Facebook. People need parties thrown.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I'm really good at partying and also throwing parties.
I want this podcast to last forever.
Yeah.
Should I pay you for that?
No, ever.
Can you do an event for our podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's set up an event.
I actually thought about
that. Let's set up a Ménage à Trois radio.
That sounds like I already have like 1,000 ideas.
Ooh.
Love it.
I got 29 of them, and they're all over Haas's dick.
They're on Twitter at Fremont Blue.
And also on Instagram, Fremont Blue Events. You can see some sweet pics of these events.
This lady is moving and shaking. Check her out. Thank you, Austin.
No, thank you, guys.
We'd also like
best three-way I've ever had.
Ooh.
That means a lot coming from you because you're good at sex. We'd like to thank our producer, Buns Hottie. That's Ben Hosley.
Ooh, I like that. And I just want to say, if I lose count, we might have to start over.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
He came through in the end.
With those licks.
He wasn't sure. 29 seemed low.
Buns.
We'll get what is it? The abacus?
The
out?
Abacus. And let's count them one by one. Old school style. And we also want to thank our mother, UCB Comedy.
Chicks love that.
Mama treats us right. And also, please tweet at us at Ménage Radio.
Reach out and touch us at ménageatrois.radio@gmail. And check us out online at ménageatroisradio.com. Goodbye.
Oh.
Please see the Matisse exhibit, guys. I didn't see it. You saw it. It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Did it make you horny?
No.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.